They call me Mellow Yellow.
Quite rightly.
They call me Mellow Yellow.
On this yellow
Friday. My idea, but you don't participate in it. I'm just offended by that. My lawyer will be speaking to you soon. I asked you to sing along with They Call It Level Yellow, and you don't do that. And now you steal it and play it back on me.
Uh-huh.
It's
66 now near the lake, a little cooler away.
812 at WEOL. I'm Bruce Van Dyke.
I'm Craig Adams.
It is the WEOL Morning Show. And this segment brought to you by the Lorain County Public Health. Joining us on the line are second favorite health education specialist, Kat Bray. Hi, Kat. How are you today?
Hi, I'm great. Thanks for having me.
And we're going to talk this morning about a lot of topics for young people. And let's get into the e-cigarettes. I was talking to Craig earlier that I see signs for vape shops as well, and they kind of are cute or clever. But talk a little bit about it. I mean, e-cigarettes initially were used to sort of help people work their way off of smoking cigarettes, but it's developed their own problem, right?
Well, right, and e-cigarettes carry some of the same risks as traditional tobacco products. However, some young people, or really anyone, might not understand that the risk of that. Nicotine is actually in that vapor, and a lot of folks might just think that they're breathing in water vapor, but nicotine is a highly addictive chemical, and it's found in both traditional cigarettes and e-cigarettes.
I've noticed, though, that there's a lot of cigarette smoke. You're like, who's smoking that cigarette? But sometimes if someone has a vape cigarette or whatever, you smell this, like, fruity smell or, like, cotton candy, it seems.
Sure, yeah. Some of the actual vapor the harmful chemicals in the vapor contain a chemical called diacetyl, and that's linked to serious lung disease. And many people might not know this as well, that e-cigarettes, the pod of that e-liquid that you're referring to, some of the flavors, that one pod can contain as much nicotine as an entire single pack of cigarettes.
So at this point, I guess we are seeing a lot of younger people picking up this habit, which is what it becomes, right?
Yep, it is addictive. So the important thing to remember is that there are many resources available to quit. And specific to younger people, teens who might have started vaping and didn't realize now that, oh, man, I'm addicted, they can use a resource called My Life, My Quit. It's free help just for teens, and it really focuses on quitting e-cigarettes, but there's help for other tobacco products as well. And essentially, you can just text or call this resource, and a coach is really ready to listen and help you along through that quitting process.
Talking this morning with Kat Bray, Health Education Specialist for Lorain County Public Health. Let's move on now to another topic that we want to get into. We don't hear too much about HIV, how that affects the youth or even today. I mean, somewhat seems to be a little bit under control more than it was decades ago. But what can you share with us that the health department would like the people to know?
Sure. Well, first let's go over some of the basics on HIV. HIV is an infection that may lead to AIDS if it's not treated, and there is no cure for HIV or AIDS, but they both can be controlled through treatment. So it's very important to find out if you have HIV as soon as possible. That way you can talk about treatment options with your doctor and talk about it with your partner. Now, as you alluded to, in Lorain County, we are actually seeing that HIV affects younger adults more. We have taken a look back at our data and found that younger people are more likely to get HIV. 60% of the new HIV diagnoses in 2019 were under age 30.
And talk a little bit maybe about the risk factors and what people need to do to avoid this.
Sure. Now, risk factors for HIV would be having sex with someone whose HIV status is positive or unknown, and sharing needles or injecting drugs. The other piece would be having another sexually transmitted disease or STD. And I think, you know, those are some risks, but the biggest piece here is if you are at risk, there's nothing to be ashamed of. And talking about this HIV really helps to reduce the stigma around it.
Where are tests available?
Yes, good point. Now, Lorain County Public Health has HIV testing available at no cost. It's totally confidential, and results are available quickly in just 20 to 40 minutes. The easiest way to make an appointment for a free HIV test is by calling the health department at 440-322-7000. 6367, and you can make an appointment.
Let's move on now to the topic that everyone is going through. We had the governor on. We have a couple times a week talking about how our status are. More recently, we learned that the Lorain County has dropped to the yellow, and then they're hoping that over this holiday weekend, things don't get worse for COVID-19. But they focus on young people, especially going back to school. What advice can you give us for that?
Sure. I think that younger people feel the burden of these COVID-19 restrictions almost on an amplified level. I know we're all struggling, but think about restricted sports, canceled or restricted vacations, travel plans, less socializing. You mentioned school is totally different. And I think that it's important to continue doing the main things to do, you know, avoiding the crowd, staying 6 feet away from others, wearing a face covering in public, washing your hands. And with young kids, too, I mean, with everyone, I think it's a good reminder to stay home. Even if you feel the tiniest bit sick, the best thing to do is really stay home and see what's going on.
Go ahead, Craig.
Well, Kat, what about people who have been going through this? They've been cooped up. They've been at home. Their whole routine has been disrupted. What do you recommend for those people? What can they do to maybe relieve some of that stress or the uncomfortable feeling they might have?
Right. We're in a very unique time, and I think mental health and self-care are more important than ever. I think just understanding and kind of saying out loud, this situation will not last forever, helps. But there's also some practical tips, you know, taking breaks from the news reports, taking breaks from constant COVID-19 data, maybe practicing what you are grateful for and what's going well. And then we always point back to other healthy behaviors to help cope with stress and help take care of your mental health. For example, getting physically active, maybe taking a bike around the neighborhood or at the park, and then eating healthy and maybe just trying to incorporate more fruits and vegetables into your snacks or meals throughout the day.
How has the health department been handling this? When's the last time you saw Dave Koval in person?
We are quite busy, but I will say our staff has done a great job. Our contact tracers, our nurses, public information folks like myself, everyone at the health department is working really hard to contain the pandemic and to help keep Lorain County safe and healthy.
Okay. Well, we appreciate your time this morning, Kat. Stay well, and thanks for sharing the good tips for young people out there today.
Thank you for having me.
Kat Bray, Health Education Specialist with Lorain County Public Health. Remember, you can always find out more heading to the Lorain County Public Health website. They got great things posted on their Facebook page as well. And they continue on, Craig, not only doing these things that are layered on top with COVID-19, but also just the regular things about the immunizations and getting things, you know, that back to school type of thing. And down the road, Craig, that flu vaccine thing is coming, you know, the influenza talk.
Yeah.
Even our routine will be changed.